and I love to tie you up. You love to let me down.
What's going on, Pearl Jam nerds? You're listening to Single Podcast Theory, and I'm Brad Lyons.
And I'm Brad Blazek.
Just chuckle, chuckle, chuckle.
I can't help it.
You just get so excited at the beginning of every show.
Yeah.
You're just sitting there, and I start that intro, and you just get giddy.
And you're, like, so over it. Yeah, welcome to Single Podcast Theory. I'm Brad Lyons.
Yeah, that's me. Super over it. Since
what's
I'm
going
forced
on?
To do this.
Yeah.
Not much, man. Well, obviously, sad news will be talked about today, but we can have some catch-up fun time before that. I've been, you know, same old, busy. Aiden had a soccer tournament this weekend. And then, of course, all the sessions I had to cancel from the weekend before, reschedule for this weekend because I got sick, happened. So it was a lot of, like, I'm straight up just overslept my alarm for one of his games. That was awesome. Felt like the best dad in the world.
Yeah.
And I couldn't go to the next one because of my session. But then I made it to the one this morning. So it's all good. But he's not one of those kids who's like, you don't love me anymore. Because I didn't go to a soccer game. He's like, I was like, I'm sorry, man. I really am. It wasn't intentional. But, you know, I hope that doesn't bug you out. He's like, no, it's fine. You go to all the other ones. I'm like, all right, cool. So that was, you know, averted. But other than that, just work, man. It's just like I have two, like, corporate projects, original music projects right now. And that's just taking up a lot of time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
On top of, like, some mixing I'm doing right now and other stuff on my own. But that's all good stuff. It's good to be.
Yeah.
Because that's the whole thing. It's like, I'm at that point right now where I'm like, fuck it, I'm done. I am moving to, like, Montana.
Yeah.
And going to live in a shack and just figure it out.
Yeah.
But the thing is, that's just the way it is when you're self-employed. I'm just at the end of one of those, like, long stretches. And then by the end of next week, I'll be busy all this week, but then after this week, I'll just be like one day off and then go, oh my God, I don't have anything to do. Oh my God, I gotta do something instead of just chilling the fuck out.
Yeah.
Cause it's going to get busy again. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So what about you?
You made Same thing.
You went to Zany's.
I did go to Zany's. Jason Mewes. I've talked about Kevin Smith on the show a lot. Big fan of his, and he is, you know, he's Silent Bob of Jay and Silent Bob, but Jay is Jason Mewes, and he was performing last night at Zany's, so I went to check him out with my nephew who lives in Nashville, and afterwards we kind of hung out and got to meet him real quick, which it was a little awkward because he didn't seem too into it.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, I kind of felt bad, like, bothering him. But he was cool about it.
You're like, but fuck it, I did it anyway.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's cool, man.
So, but that, I mean, I've been a fan of that dude for over 20 years, you know.
Sure.
I've never met him before, so.
Yeah.
It was cool. In the end, it was cool. He was cool. It was just, I don't know. It was just awkward.
Yeah, it's a little awkward when, you know, you're really excited to meet someone or say hey, and they're just like, not interested.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. But it was late, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm sure it was a long thing for him too. So
was the show just him or did he have an opener or
no, there was two other dudes.
Okay. Like part of his show or on the bill?
No, just like local comedians.
Gotcha. Cool, man. Man, I miss being able to go to Zany's.
Yeah, I wish I would go all the time if I lived closer.
Yeah, I didn't go nearly enough. Like, I missed Dave Chappelle when he came through there right before he started kind of blowing up, and I really regret that. And he came back again one time, I think, kind of, it was like a, not unannounced, but like they announced day of kind of thing. He was passing through doing some shows to try and like work on his next hour probably or something like that. And I was out on the road, but I got all these texts from people like, Chappelle's at Zany's tonight. I was like, oh, motherfucker.
Yeah. Chris Rock did that a few years ago. I was, you know, trying to get tickets to that, but it sold out like in 2 seconds.
Right. Man, I would love to see Chris Rock.
Fuck yeah.
That'd be amazing. Well, let's move on. So
we should go ahead.
Yeah, I think we're both going for the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've both been, you know, just, we're not bitching, just super busy this week. And we had a topic planned, and then there's the passing of Sean Smith, and it was like we could half-ass this topic that we had planned, or maybe just take a beat, talk about Sean, and that's another unfortunate April 5th death, you know?
Yeah.
And just kind of do that this week, and we'll be back to normal next week with the topic planned for this week, so...
The other thing going on with me is they've changed my schedule at work. Like, I used to be off.
Yeah, I didn't even know that.
Sunday, Monday, yeah. And this is the first week of this new rotating schedule, so my days off are all fucked up.
And yeah, especially for the guy that loves change.
Oh, God. It's So, and like with you, you're booked up all day. It's like, this is literally like the only, like, hour that we have to even work on this.
True.
So I mean, if you haven't checked on your phone, this is going to be a quick one.
Right.
Yeah. I don't think we're not going to do emails or anything really. So
just wanted to say hey, just, and let yeah, you guys know that we'll be back to normal next week.
Yeah.
I didn't want to leave anyone hanging or anything.
Yeah, but I don't think I don't know. Do you like if we don't get an episode out on Monday, do you have like, are you anxious about people are going to be pissed off, and are you just like,
no, it's more like my own personal, like, I'm not worried about someone's pissed. It's more just, man, I didn't get done, you know, that kind of sucks.
I get like super anxious. I hate it.
Yeah.
So
it's all good.
We're getting at least something out there.
Come on, man. We're getting close to 100 episodes.
Mm.
Isn't that crazy? What is this, 87?
This is 87.
Boom. All right. So let's talk about this a little bit.
Yeah.
And it sucks. It's such a heavy topic, but
yeah.
This can't happen, and we can't not mention it. I mean, because obviously the first thing I think of is like, I didn't do tons of research on Sean or the band Brad over the years, but they were definitely part of, you know, my musical life. Mm-hmm. Just because I obviously heard about them because it was Stone's other band, you know?
Right.
And it's just got to be just another blow for a lot of people, but we are a Pearl Jam podcast, and for Stone, that's just another, I'm assuming, pretty tight friend that's gone.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, just those dudes have had a lot of, like, big losses in their lives. You know what I mean?
Sure.
It's pretty crazy.
Yeah. And I mean, and you're going down that, it's just so, it's just the April 5th curse, too, you know?
Yeah, I was, like, all day Friday, I was posting, like, videos and stuff of Nirvana and, like, Mad Season, because Kurt and Layne Staley both died on April 5th.
Right.
So I was just posting stuff on our Single Podcast Theory page on Facebook, you know, just different videos and stuff.
Sure.
And, you know, I was really listening to a bunch of that stuff too at work on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, Saturday morning, the news came out that Sean Smith passed away the day before. And it's just like, man,
right.
It's just so weird that it's April 5th.
Well, and we don't know what happened yet. Last time I looked anyway, which was this morning, I don't know if there's any more news, but I imagine there wouldn't be. I mean, they're just going to wait for the autopsy reports, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
You know, just if it was quote unquote natural causes or if it was self-inflicted, and just even, I don't know if it's more bizarre if it was just a fluke thing or if, you know, he chose that day somehow. I don't know. But it's just fucking awful either way.
Yeah.
And it's weird to listen to, like, Buttercup again for the first time in quite a while. I mean, it's obviously, you know, anytime you find out someone has passed and then you pull their music back out, you hear it in a different way. But I don't know. I always loved that song. Because you remember, like, you heard that Stone had another band, and part of you is, like, super interested and super excited, and the other part of you is like, man. But it's not going to be Pearl Jam. What the fuck is Stone going to do? You know what I mean? But I legit remember hearing that song for the first time, and even before he started singing, to be honest with you, I had already decided that I liked it. It was that song, Buttercup.
Yeah.
And it still to this day, all the I don't know how they mic'd it or whatever, but the backbeat snare ghost note stuff was always super present in my mind as one of the kind of interesting things that drew me in right away. But then when Sean started singing, you were just like, oh god damn.
Yeah.
Like, you know, in a good way, nothing like Eddie Vedder, other than that they both really do emote. You know,
and you know what's crazy about Brad is that those are definitely not Pearl Jam songs, but they're definitely Stone songs.
Sure.
If that makes sense,
yeah,
it's, you know,
absolutely.
You could totally hear that those songs are Stone. You know, that kind
of, or he at least had a big part of it. Yeah,
right. Yeah,
and it just makes me wonder too. Like, you bring up a good point. It's like, you know, I don't know enough about this band, or if there's even enough information out there to know this stuff. But, like, I wonder what the writing process was. Was it that Sean and Stone worked on stuff together? Because, obviously, it wasn't, like, as far as I know, Stone literally writing everything and Sean just being a singer. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like,
yeah.
Those songs, and if it was, then he did an amazing job of pulling them off as if they were his own, you know? But
yeah. Oh, yeah.
I just wonder what the writing process was like for Stone and Sean and in such a different context than a band and like Pearl Jam and how they work, you know? Because Stone was the key. He was the spark that started all that shit, I feel like.
I liked reading that, you know, Sean was in another band called Satchel.
Mm-hmm.
And those dudes kind of formed because Stone had commitments to Pearl Jam. And so...
Oh, I gotcha. So it was a way for them to all play, even though Stone couldn't you know, because he was on tour or whatever.
Yeah. But I think Stone produced one of Satchel's records.
Oh, cool.
And I'm just like, that's pretty cool. Like, there's not a bunch of drama of you know, well, because Stone can't work with us, we'll just go do our own thing.
Right.
You know? And then they put out an album that the title of the album is, what is it?
The Satchel record?
It's Brad versus Satchel, I think. Yeah, Brad versus Satchel.
Yeah, the 2005 record?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, man. I mean, Sean had a super... Whether you like... I feel like he has one of those voices where even if you don't, quote-unquote, like his voice or whatever, like, you can't say that guy is not reaching deep. Like, emotionally, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, that's what I was going to say. You kind of said that, like, the first time you heard them, you were into it. I wasn't. I had a different kind of journey, I guess, with him and Brad. Just, like, I was, you know, I was young, I guess. I don't know if that has anything to do with it, but...
Well, dude, bluesy, you were so fucking metal at the time.
Yeah, I was. And
Brad?
I was not ready to hear... this kind of soulful, bluesy rock music.
Beautiful.
You know?
Yeah, this beautiful music.
But as the years have gone on, you know, going back and listening to it, the dude could fucking just sing. Like, I don't know. I mean, his voice, like you were just saying, his voice is so different and unique.
Yeah. And that was one of the things that I liked about it. I think. Some people, the unique voice doesn't work for me. For some people, I'm just like, no, I think you just, it, you know, and it's my own taste, but
yeah,
I would say that you can't sing. You know, you hear some people that are just like, that's not your own flair. You just can't sing, you know?
Right, right.
He wasn't one of those people.
No. It's like, no, I did. I do know that when I heard it, it wasn't like, oh, this guy sucks. It was just, it's like,
not your thing.
He can sing, but it's not, I'm not into it. But over the years, I kind of would go back and dip in, and I'm like, this dude's good. Right. And I've heard, I read, I've mentioned Dean Del Rey before. I guess he was a fan and a friend of his, and he was saying how much of a huge influence Prince was. And now I can totally hear it.
Like,
I was listening. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I was listening to Shame, and some of those songs are like, oh, I can totally hear Prince in these songs.
Right.
And not like, not, you know, Prince has got a lot of different kind of genres of music, you know?
Right.
And, but yeah, some of that more soulful stuff that Prince would do, real slow down stuff.
Yeah.
I'm like, holy shit, this sounds, you can hear Prince in these songs.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, so let's talk a little bit about, I don't know. The funny thing is with Kurt, this happens to me every year, I feel like. Around this time, sometime in March, I start getting this weird hankering for some Nirvana. Mm-hmm. Like real hard, like out of nowhere, you know?
Yeah.
And because to be honest with you, I really don't listen to them like all the time.
Yeah.
I always loved Nirvana, and I still love Nirvana. But at this point, for whatever reason, it might change. It's just not something I go back to a ton.
Yeah.
But this time of year, I always do. And then I'm always like, oh, yeah. Well, I must kind of subconsciously know, like, because that's a big thing in my life. I remember exactly where I was when I got the news, you know?
Yeah.
I was in Washington, D.C. on a high school band trip, and I was super fucking bummed.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I was working in Arlington Heights in Illinois for the big phone company. I worked in the the mail room, and I went on break. I just remember driving like to get somewhere, go to get something for lunch, and I heard it. And I wasn't like, Amanda was asking me the other day, like, who's like the biggest celebrity that bothered you when they passed? Because everyone talks about when Kurt Cobain passed away. And I'm like, it wasn't that emotional for me. I wasn't like super into Nirvana. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I definitely, I mean, I do remember hearing, it's weird, you know? Like driving to fucking Taco Bell, like I remember that.
Sure. Well, I mean, even if you weren't into them, they were such a cultural presence, and it changed so much about culture that even if you weren't a fan necessarily or whatever, it was still a big deal that he ended it, you know?
Yeah.
And that was, I think, at that age, for me, so I was 16, I think that might have been one of the first real, like, quote-unquote, and he was a celebrity, but for me, it was more about, he was a musician, and I felt, now I totally, at 41 years old, I totally understand why I felt so, not close to, and I didn't feel like I knew these people.
No, but dude, I know what you're saying.
I felt, you know, kind of cut from the same cloth, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Now I totally understand why, but that one affected me pretty hard. That one and the next one that I remember really, like, I cried. But not in, like, I want to be with all my friends and hug them and go to the park and, like, hold Kurt signs. Like,
yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with that. But mine was just very, I just remember thinking, like, well, fuck, he didn't make it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what it was for me. And then the next big one for me was Johnny Cash, actually. But that hit me pretty hard, actually. It's funny to say out loud. But then you've also, like, got stuff like But now we've got Lane to add to the list. We've got Chris to add to the list. You know, I don't know.
Well, mine was Dimebag from Pantera.
Yeah.
That, like, really fucked me up, you know? Mm-hmm. And it was weird. I remember I was at my dad's, and it was, like, the news crawl at the bottom. And it just said, like, guitarist Dimebag Daryl, you know, was shot in a little club last night, right. Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, that's weird. There's another Dimebag Daryl. Someone else is using Dimebag's nickname.
All right.
That's crazy. Like, why would somebody do that? And then it was really him. And I could not fucking believe it.
Sure. It's fucked up.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I kind of like. I hate that the list is now growing instead of maybe people trying to like learn from the losses of their other friends. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
From the same things and I don't know. I didn't mean that like they should be doing this, and you know, I just mean that would be the hope. You know, that you could look at all that and the other people that have. And we don't know, again, we don't know what happened to him or whatever, but...
Well, I think what I read was that it was complications from diabetes.
Oh, fuck.
And I don't know if that's been confirmed, but yeah.
Damn.
But that's like...
Well...
I don't know.
And that just leaves the whole...
You gotta take care of yourself.
I feel like an old man saying this, but...
Right.
Oh, my God. All those times my parents said things to me that were like... Basically, like, I know you're not going to listen to me, but blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Like, all that shit just comes back to haunt because now I say the same shit to Aiden.
Right.
I'm like, and but it's all feel, so true.
But, in like, you're talking about, like, I don't feel like an old man saying that stuff.
Yeah, you know? No, I know. Well, because we're not, but...
Yeah.
But more importantly,
Sean was 53. My math might be off. But yeah. But that 53 is not old.
Not anymore.
You know what I mean?
No. No.
Man, not at all. I got to get my shit together.
You do, like, man. It's all, I don't mean that know, in like a finger pointing way, but
I know.
Now that I've like still off the booze.
Yeah.
I think that one of the things I kind of beat myself up over the most is, and not in a real way, but when I think back on it, is just, I don't know, man, it happened when it happened. And I should just fucking celebrate the fact that at some point in my life, I decided to change some things. You know what I mean?
Yeah, totally.
I'm not in no way perfect or, you know, this is not meant to sound self-righteous. So. I hope it doesn't, but now it's just like, I just want to like take Aiden, for example, and shake him and be like, buddy, if you trust me at all, just listen to me, you know, like,
yeah,
lay off the sugar. I know it sucks. Yeah. I love it too, but lay off the sugar. You can't eat cheeseburgers all the time or chicken nuggets or, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
I know vegetables probably seem real weird to you right now, but I don't care how you eat them. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And of course, he's just going to be looking at me like, motherfucker. What? No. But just like I looked at my parents, you know?
Yeah.
I was like, I feel fine. Because I did. But now I'm older.
Yeah. That's the weird thing is, like, if you drink, you know, more than a couple whatever drinks, you're going to get fucked up. If you smoke weed or shoot. Well,
that's not
maybe
true.
Not you.
No, well, I didn't mean it like that either, but I mean, a couple drinks is pretty normal.
I'm saying you're going to feel the effects of it.
Okay, sure, yeah.
Or if you smoke weed or shoot heroin, you're going to feel it.
Right, right.
But if you eat, if you go to McDonald's and get a whatever Big Mac meal, you don't feel like that different. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There's not like a real... For me, it's like, it's so easy to just go eat something and be like, I'm fine. I don't feel different. You know what I mean?
Yeah. See, I don't, I think that's why, like, you know, alcohol and food are my two shame spiral.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I kind of get when I finally say fuck it, and I'm like,
yeah.
Even though I know I don't want to, like, that part of my brain's still there, and it's like, you don't want this, man. Don't go through that drive-through. You're gonna feel like shit, but you eat it and you taste it, and I get like a little high. You know what I mean? And I definitely feel something, but of course that is followed by just a crash. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I've just gained 50 pounds.
Yeah.
And someone needs to take like a pressure washer to my arteries.
Up your ass.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Whatever. You know what I mean? That's a real thing for me, you know?
Yeah.
And it's true. I don't really want it. I don't need it. It doesn't make me feel better.
I'll be eating it and thinking I shouldn't be eating this.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
true. It's a real I'm really glad we could use this episode to unpack our
issues.
Our food issues. But,
yeah. What else you got?
That's it, man. I just, you know, I think we'll leave it at that, maybe. Do you have anything else?
Just I was listening to Nirvana put out when they put out the Nevermind like super deluxe box set. They have one of the shows really from good. Their. It's good.
I love it.
But one of the discs on there is the 91 show from Seattle from the Nevermind tour.
Oh right,
and it's like that fucking show is insane. Excuse me. It's just like, it's just unrelenting. Like sure. You put that, because this is what I did. I was listening to it on my way to Nashville, so I have like a solid 2 hours to just listen to music, and I put that on and just turned it up as loud as I could, and it's like it does not fucking stop. It's just, you know, those songs are so like quick. You know, they're kind of short. Most of the Nirvana's music are short songs.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just punch after punch after punch. And in 91, I mean, it's amazing.
Yeah, it was in sounding the air.
Live album.
Yep.
And I was telling my
I
nephew.
I miss those shows.
I was telling my nephew, I'm like, dude, because he's like, I know a couple of their songs, but I'm not really into them. I'm like, listen to a live album because it's, not to say this in a bad way, but it's kind of like a greatest hits thing, you know, because mm-hmm. at the show, they'll mix it up. And right. I'm like, just put that live album on and crank it up and just listen to it and tell me you don't like them.
It's true, man. I'm with you. Yeah. Amen, my brother. I did get to see Nirvana, thankfully, but
you did. That's right.
And it was like, not long. I mean, I think within months of his death, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Like was it Birmingham.
At BJCC?
Yeah.
Where were you sitting?
They weren't great seats. They were on the like on the side.
Okay.
But for me, it was just like.
Yeah, yeah. Just being.
I was cool.
Yeah.
I hate that I had better seats for Smashing Pumpkins because that show sucked.
Really?
They didn't play good. It was so bad live, and then. You know, it is, you know, especially back then. I think it's probably a lot different now, but bands, I mean, Birmingham's like, was in the 90s, was probably a C market, you know, a B or a C market, where that bands never came through on the main first leg of the tour. It was always like, okay, we're going to add some more shows now and we'll stop through Birmingham maybe the second or third time kind of thing.
Yeah.
And so I think that was part of it. I think they were all fucked up, to be honest with you, on stage. And then, of course, we had some redneck dipshits yelling for them to play Freebird or Sweet Home Alabama. And then fucking Billy just was like, nope, fuck you guys.
Yeah.
And left.
What tour was that? Like what era?
I mean, that definitely would have been Siamese Dream.
Oh, shit. Wow, that sucks.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, I'm super glad I was there, and some of it was really cool until it all went off the rails, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I just never got to see Chris Cornell or Soundgarden.
Yeah.
Who opened for him?
Yeah.
I have no idea. I bet I didn't even go for the opener. I probably just showed up.
Yeah.
if they even had one, but.
I was wondering why. I think it would be so cool if Dave Grohl would do like a Nirvana section at his shows. Either do like a medley where he gets on drums, or do just two or three quick songs, and maybe with Taylor singing.
Yeah,
I don't, and playing I don't guitar, think, something.
I think there'd be a long time before something like that happened.
Yeah, I don't know. You don't think enough time has passed?
I just don't know that, and I'm completely speculating, totally speculating right now. But I don't know that he wants to like mix those two worlds in that way.
Yeah,
I could be wrong.
I'm way more of a Nirvana fan than Foo Fighters. So if I went to see the Foo Fighters, I want to see Dave play those songs on drums.
Oh,
you know,
it's like that's
obviously
going to happen.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I guess maybe he feels like it's like tarnishing Kurt Cobain or something by playing.
I think
those
he
songs,
would feel like he people would think he was being opportunistic with it.
Right.
You know,
which I don't know. It's been 20 something years.
Right.
People are assholes. Fuck them.
Yeah. Well, at this point, too, it's like, you know, I think he has definitely proven that he is a force on his own, whether he had been in Nirvana or not. You know? Because I honestly think that even if he had not, I'm not totally jaded yet, where I do believe that if he had never been in Nirvana, but he had written those songs, they would have found their way out anyway.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That's just good shit. So, all right. Well, that was actually a fun episode considering the subject matter. But, yeah, we'll be back next week with a full-on topic. I can hear Brad typing right now because he's probably looking for a lyric because he didn't think about doing that since we weren't doing a normal episode.
Just vamp.
Again, if you would like to email us, the email is singlepodcasttheory@gmail.com. Keep those emails coming. We love hearing from you guys. Thanks so much for listening to the show. That is, we love the support that we get from everyone. And if you would like to support the show further, you can go to patreon.com, patreon.com/singlepodcasttheory. All that info is there. And then come say hi to Brad B on the socials, and then he'll send me thousands of screenshots from what's going on that that I look at but I don't respond to.
Right.
So I think that's it. We'll be back next week. Until then, I'm Brad Lyons,
and I'm Brad Blazek, saying you'll never know just how dark the screen could be.
Ooh. I'm going home and watch Black Mirror. Oh, peace. Yeah.
Later.
I died and you just said that. I died and you walked by and said, no, I'm dead.
That was hot. Fuck yeah. Woo! And the rest of you guys.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks. Get back.